Good morning, good afternoon, maybe I should even say good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are right now. Hello, thank you so much for taking the time to come and join with me. My name is Paul, and we are going to continue on our video series on the Sermon on the Mount. Now, today we're still in Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Now, I have a little title on mine. It says, Jesus Forbids Oaths. So what we're going to look at today is, where does this come from? Of course, we always look at that historical context, but also, where does it go? How is it relevant for us today? Because we can see from this teaching, this is obviously something that was given to the Jews. But how is it relevant for us today? That's the key that we need to be looking. 2024, as I read this, let's go through it and find out, shall we? If you have your Bible, please read along with me. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 33, Jesus says, "Again, you have heard that it was said, 'To those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.'" Now, I'll come back with some commentary on this in just one moment. Verse 34, "But I say to you," this is Jesus speaking, "do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes." This is verse 37. "But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Oof. It's a pretty harsh saying, isn't it? So then, what do we do with that? Well, let's start at the beginning and find out. So he's saying here, look at sort of the second part. You've heard it said, like we have seen, and maybe you're beginning to see also a bit of a pattern here in all of these sections from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard it said, you have heard it said. And he's referring to sections of the law, whether it was the law given directly following the Ten Commandments or the laws and commandments given afterwards. This one here, of course, comes from Numbers 30. I might even just quickly read that because it is relevant. Let's have a quick look. Numbers 30, verse 1, Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel. So this is for the whole people. This is the thing, he says, which the Lord has commanded. Verse 2 of Numbers 30, "If a man makes a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." Now that's pretty firm. And Jesus is saying, now you've heard this said. They know this. They grew up with this. This was a part of their culture, as it was with each of the different sections. You've heard it said. You've heard it said. And we're seeing this pattern here, which I'm going to conclude with at the very end of the video. Are you seeing it also? Because how is it then relevant to us? That is the question. So what we have here and what we are seeing here is Jesus is talking about integrity in speech, in what we do, in what we say. We need to be remembering always that we are to show Jesus to others by what we do, but also what we say. So here we have this thing, an oath. You know, I on my father's grave or on my mother's grave, I say this. The oath caller, the person who uses this style, this pattern of speech, they are looking to call upon something which is higher than themselves. It's almost like for surety, for proof of how sincere and how honest they are, because, well, they're not seen as someone who is honest. So they perform or they make this oath upon such a thing that you might believe them, because they themselves know, even know within themselves, that they are not believable. So we have three key points here that we need to understand as we go through this. First is, of course, the cultural context. This is in a time, as you've heard it said, in all of these different things, when the law was given, they hadn't long come out of Egypt. So they had for generations been in this heathenistic, idolatrous society which was godless, as slaves. Then they've been called to come out and to be separate from those who are around them. But they don't know how to do this. And so the law was given for instruction on how to be separate from those idolatrous cultures, the godless societies that were around them. I guess, well, really, that's kind of like us, isn't it? When we first come to the knowledge and the knowing of Christ through faith. We are coming out of the world, so to speak, now to live a life for Christ. New life, born again. We need instruction. How do we do that? Just as they needed instruction, we need the same. And so what we also see here is a relationship between our speech, those things that we say, and our heart condition. And really, when we come back to this, Jesus is pointing out time and time again the difference between that physical law and the heart's condition. Yes, it's all about that. It's all about us understanding that, yes, there are these things to do, but it's this. It's the heart. It's the intention behind that makes the difference, the heart of the matter, so to speak. You've heard people say a thing and just know that their heart wasn't in it. You know what that's like. They've spoken to you like that in the past. Well, Jesus here is calling us out to be different, to show integrity with our speech. He says here, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Be honest in your words, at all times, believable. So that can be a difficult thing for some of us, because we haven't always been believable. And in the world, not in Christ, not as a Christian, there is certainly no need. More so, I think, even now, because so many Christians have not yet gained the knowledge, understanding, and adopted this in their lives. We even know people who have not changed from before they came to the knowledge of Christ. They've come in faith, they've come in belief, but they've not changed any of their ways. And we see that in their speech. I say, God forbid that that should continue to be you, if indeed it is. It's not meant to be. Not anymore. Not now that we've heard this, that we understand this. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. So how do we go about doing that? Let's look at some practical things to ensure that our speech actually reflects our true intentions and our commitments. That we should not need to make an oath to something higher because we are not believable. Well, this is a process and it can take time. For some of us, there's more of a process to happen. I was like that. I understand. I know that. I would spin the truth in whatever manner I could. I would shape it to make myself look good no matter how bad it was. We still sometimes get caught up in the white lie. Why? What is a white lie? It's a lie. But we make it such and such a way to make it not be so bad. So maybe what we can do is to regularly be just reflecting on, take a moment to reflect on the things that we have said or done in the day. And I'm giving you some serious advice here. If this is you and only you know in your heart, if this is you, take a moment at the end of each day to just reflect and go, Lord, have I been honest in my speech? Have I misled? And if you have, Father, forgive me. Or have I spoken down? Have I said negative things? Even that sarcastic manner that we so often do here in Australia. Has my speech been a reflection of you and your love in me? And look, I am by no means fully, what's the word? I have not achieved this. I'm still working on this. But I do take the time. And I remember just recently where I had a grievance against somebody and I'd been praying, Lord, help me forgive this person and so on, so on. And yet it still came out in my speech, the hurt and the bitterness of what had been done to me. And I had to consider that and realize that that wasn't this. That wasn't what this is talking about, integrity in speech. So be honest. Be vulnerable. Husbands, be vulnerable with your wives. Be honest. Fathers, be honest with your children. That makes you vulnerable. Yes, it does. And of course, in all things, I mean, they don't need to know. I didn't grow up in Christ, so my children don't need to know every single thing that I did. They know a lot, but the answers to the questions are always age appropriate. And I have a beautiful wife who helps interpret that in such manner. But it makes me vulnerable. to be honest about my failings. Integrity in speech, integrity in commitment, and this developing of integrity. It comes only through consistency, because there are two aspects to it. One is us in here, and I'm just going to throw this out there. We are so good at believing the lies. If we tell a lie often enough, we will believe it in and ourselves. Others can see through, but oh no, we are good, we are righteous, we are right. Even though it's a lie. So be honest with yourself. Show that integrity for yourself. But more importantly, now begin to show it to others as well. And it takes consistency. Just remember this. It doesn't matter where you start. What matters is where you finish. That's the key. And think. Think before you speak. These are practical things that you can take with you. If needs be, I encourage you, just rewind this video back. It's a short one. So watch it again. These are practical steps. Think before you speak. You know, take a moment. Breathe. Purse your lips. Take a moment before you speak if you must, and be honest in your speech. And then for those whom you love, whom love you, whom you trust, seriously, folks, ask for feedback. Ask for feedback. How did we do? How did I do? I'm sorry. Ask for forgiveness if needs be. Be honest in your speech. And this whole section that we have here, this is what Jesus is talking about. And so can you see a pattern growing here? Can you see a pattern coming up from this entire section? You have heard it said this, but I say now this. From this to now this. Here we have Jesus showing us how to live out the law. He came, he said, he didn't come to do away with it, but to fulfill it. And now he's showing us how to fulfill it in him. In John 17, we see a beautiful series of prayers, praying for the disciples specifically, and then praying for all believers. And he says, Father, I pray that they would be one in me as you and I are one, and that they would be one. Folks, this is us looking to fulfill the law in Christ. How else can people see us being separate? And we are to be separate in this world. From our pre-Christian life, whether you grew up in a Christian family or not, there is that moment. Our pre-Christian life to that time where we then are born again and we make a decision to not just believe but to follow Christ, to be a follower, hopefully one day to be a disciple, making other disciples, fulfilling those commandments. But for now, don't be one of those Christians that the world looks upon and all they see is a natural man or a natural woman, nothing different about them at all. You are a new creation in Christ, born again by the Holy Spirit of the living God. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. You have been adopted, brought into the family, grafted into Israel, God's chosen people. You've got to learn how to act and behave in such manner. Just as the law was given to them to learn that as they came out of Egypt, so Jesus here through this entire Sermon on the Mount, and here is the principle, the pattern that repeats, teaching us now how to live in such manner, worthy of our calling as ambassadors of Christ. We are to be different. But it's a process. It takes time. Scripture tells us this process, God will complete it on that day. But we need to do our part as well, folks. Yes, we do. We do. Is this a salvation issue? No. Faith is the salvation issue. This shows others Christ in us. This shows others the work he has done in us. The work he is doing in you. So I pray that God will grant you the understanding of this and convict you in your heart, and that you will take a moment at the end of each day, or many times if you must through the day. Father, how did I do? Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Father, forgive me. Show me how. Teach me how. Give me the strength how to be better, to do different, to be you, to shine your light, not mine, to speak of you, not me. This I pray for you in Jesus' name. God bless. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.